round, round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Welcome to the programme. You're listening to Get About with Guide Dogs Victoria, and their phone number is 9854 4444. And if you want to see what's happening at the website, guidedogsvictoria.com.au. And this is your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my faithful guide dog, Andris. And I'm talking to Jenny Black, who's Orientation and Mobility at Guide Dogs Victoria. Welcome, Jenny.
Thank you, Jackie. Great to be back.
And I'm talking to one of the divas, Dorothy Doherty.
Yes, of course, one of those divas.
Welcome, Dorothy.
Thank you, Jackie.
We're going to be talking about, the reason I said divas is because we're going to be talking about the Diva group, which is one that we run here at Guide Dogs Victoria, but it isn't actually run. It's in partnership between Guide Dogs Victoria and the Divas. First of all, Dorothy, tell us how the word Divas came for the name of the group.
Well, we actually looked at a lot of different names that everyone was happy with. The women's group was made it sound a bit of old-fashioned, I suppose.
Or political?
Or political, yes. And Divas really typified what the women wanted, I think. We're all very strong women. Naturally, I think women are strong, but we have a tendency to step backwards. Divas are like brought us out to the forefront and explained, I think, exactly what we're all about. So it's for women over about the 45-year-old group, rather than the senior group. It was this area where there just wasn't much around for women with vision impairment who were in that age group. So 45 and plus.
And if people are interested in joining the Divas group, who is it that they contact at Guide Dogs, Dorothy?
Yes, that's actually Lisa Brown. Jenny might give us the phone number.
Yeah, there. Lisa's the contact point for the Divas group. So if people want to give Lisa a call, she's available on 9854 4467.
All right. Now, I'll go to you, Jenny. Tell us about the Guide Dogs Victoria part of it.
Well, I think the brilliant part about this partnership, as you said earlier in the program, is that the staff are available to the group, but we're not running the group as such. This is a project that the group themselves have taken ownership of. So really everything they do is what they want to do. So the Divas group has sort of started with this little seed, and it's sort of germinated and got bigger and bigger. And I think that's the brilliant thing. So we're there in the background supporting as needed, but not sort of really intervening or interfering too much at all in what the women do.
Because it's ladies who support themselves and help themselves, right, Dorothy?
Exactly. And we do that with a lot of laughter and a lot of tears some cases. But I think women need that communication with one another. We're human beings. We need to be connected with others.
We need to support each other.
Exactly.
And I think, too, one of the unique parts of this group is that a lot of the people in this age group, it hasn't happened from birth. So all of a sudden, there's a particular age and lots of different ways of getting a vision impairment. Maybe you've already got children of a teenage year or older age group, young adults, and here you have this vision problem. And it's different ways of coping and learning a few different ways of coping with it coming in a later part of our lives.
Well, it's a lot of role reversals in most cases. You know, women usually are the carer, and all of a sudden they're being cared for. And with a lot, it doesn't sit very comfortably. And then coming to group together with a group of women who have either been there, done that. In some cases, some of the women have had, you know, vision impairment from birth. So they're full of wonderful tricks that they're sharing with us as well, you know, those that have happened quite suddenly. It's quite diverse in that some are white cane users and some are guide dog users. The only thing I think we all have in common is vision impairment and the fact we're women.
And we're getting independence back. And that's one thing with the new members of the group, Dorothy. You get to have a little bit of a chat of how your life is and where you're going.
And that I'm constantly amazed with, the diversity of the group. Mm-hmm. And yet it works extremely well.
How often does the group meet, Dorothy?
It's meeting actually once a month. It's the last Monday of each month. And it's at 11 o'clock at Guide Dogs. There will be notification coming out because there are times where we might not be able to meet at the same facility.
But the next one?
At Guide Dogs itself. And if they'd like to contact Lisa Brown on the phone number that Jenny gave, I'm sure she'd be more than happy to send out the details. It's on the 23rd of February.
23rd of February.
Yes.
Right, so anybody listening and you think that this group could be for you, and it's all right saying, it isn't for me, think about it. We can always learn, and I mean, they've got such an independent side of things at the Diva Group, don't they?
Oh, yes, I love it. It's almost powerful when you sit there with the group. And I find some of the women say, I didn't think this would be for me, but this is such an enjoyable process, sitting and sharing. I don't like the word support, and I think most of the women there don't like the word support, but we give each other strength. We draw from each other.
Look, that's what women are all about, Dorothy.
They are.
Now, you was telling me about a little bit of feedback that you got last year.
Yeah, just prior to the new year, actually, one of the group members rang me and said, you know, I was just thinking I had contemplated this time last year what an awful year I had ahead of me, all gloom and doom. And she said, Divas came along and she said, and this year she said, I can't wait to see what's going to happen with the group. She just said, you know, she's just found a wealth of information. She's met new friends. You know, she knows that she's just not the only one out there, that there are so many others doing it exactly the same way she is.
And Jenny, I'll just get back to you here. This is another one of the unique groups that we do run within Guide Dogs Victoria, or we do partnership, because we've got the Young Adrenaline group and we've got the Chic group.
They're a really great idea, actually. It broadens the mobility context, and it gives the clients an opportunity to bond with their peers, and I think it produces a really good opportunities for social and other benefits as well. It's brilliant.
Because it's not just interaction within Guide Dogs Victoria, you know, the training this and training that. We need that sort of independence on a personal level, right, Dorothy?
Well, we need to know that, you know, I think we often hear people say, oh, I understand. And you think, no, you don't understand. You don't live with it, the vision impairment every day. And yet here you come across a whole group of women who really do understand, who are living it with you each day.
And as you say, within the group, people are at different stages.
Oh, yes. Some are just newly vision impaired. You know, some it happened too gradually. Some were born that way. I'm amazed, actually, with the diversity of the group. I think with each story, it is very different to how women see what vision they do have, or how little they have, or whether they have vision at all. But, you know, I find the transfer of information just amazing. It's a shame I suppose further down the track we need to look at maybe writing a book or putting all this down, because it's a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, so the way that we've got it is that we've got to really bring this out so that people can listen and maybe arrive and learn and share their story.
Exactly. And it is just all about sharing, just being comforted by other women.
Okay, so we've been talking to Jenny Black from Guide Dogs Victoria. Thanks for coming, Jenny.
Thank you very much.
And Dorothy Doherty.
That's right.
And we're talking about the Diva Group. If you're interested, contact Lisa Brown at Guide Dogs Victoria. You can use the main number too, 98544444. And this has been your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my faithful guide dog, Andres. And thanks for listening. And until next week, catch ya.